Gemara Nedarim says that when you do something on Hogatayva, someone learns out that it also has a din neder. When a person noyik something, that's why a person should always be very careful. A person decides all of a sudden he wants to wear gartel. Okay? You know, like kids, I don't know many times they go through a certain stage, they see their grandfather wears a gartel, they want to put on a gartel, this, that, you know. And a few years later, they, you know, I once heard from the Ger Rebbetzin, the Pnei Menachem's, she said that, you know, she's an einikel of the Imri Em, besides her husband's an einikel, she's also Betzim an einikel. She once asked her grandfather that, he says that, she said that her grandmother, Imri Em's wife, so she was, she complained that the two grandsons, the name were both libel after the Sfas Emes, when they were, you know, they were very gerers, you know, real, and they would talk to their grandmother, they wouldn't look at her, they would like really, you know, and she said, I'm their grandmother, you know, like a Rebbetzin Feigen Minchus. So he said to her, when they start off young, they start off like this, then they get married, they go a little closer, and at the end they'll be all right, don't worry about them. Unfortunately, they got killed, she said, oh, they both got killed. But that's a shail of a neder. If a person does something like that, anything you do, should always, a person's says there's a minik to say, he says over here, from Zamataka, people go on their trips, they say the parsha is Vayishlach. It's brought in Poiskin. Vayishlach, Yanker, Malachov, there's an Indian, you know, especially those days. You know, you never heard this minik? Yeah. Yeah, because we don't think of it as a big sakana anymore. In those days, they used to say it. The Poiskin say such as that. So sometimes a person says it, why not? He has time. You know, he's at the airport, he says this. So he says it's, you have to say Bili Neda, because he become, after a few times, a Neda. It's an interesting, just saw this recently. Reb Shlomo Zalman over here, in the Hilchus Tfila, they have the Hilchus Shlomo. So he says over here, Mashin Espasit, Shemesavavin Lesof Most Stoka. Gambiz Mashal. So the guys go around collecting Stoka, even time when you're not supposed to be Mafsik. He says, "Loy teiva dava," like says Poiskim. Ki al dei kach mevatlam sa mespalam betfilasa mekavonasa. Okay? Right, the minig is, even by chazor shasvili, it shouldn't be done, but psazoi is nispashmeh. But other times, like Krishma, so it says over here, in the bottom, this Rishim is, that Shlomo Zalman always used to have coins ready, that when they used to just, they used to take from him. But interesting, he says, "Vayinaitlam shem kadesh lo yufim mitfilasa, mevad elu shrotzon." Unless you want to give sach mesuyim, let's see, he saw somebody, he knew that he should get more for some reason, he would give it to them, even though he was in the middle of birchas krishma. Interesting, he says one time, and then if it would happen that he didn't have money ready and he had to take our money, he would be mekabel da b'seiv upon him yafis, even though it was middle of whatever birchas krishma. And he says, one time there was Shverman da Amar, as we'd say, a nudnik, we'd call him, right? You know, Chaim Zimmerman used to say, a nudnik is someone who you ask him, how you doing, and he proceeds to tell you how he's taka doing, right? You know, most people say, how you doing, and then they keep walking by. And so he said, Vahim atrido, and the guy was being, this, Rebbe, this, he started being in the middle of davening. So he says, Abshom Zama put his ear there and he listened. He says, the only thing he would be meich is when the women used to come into the base measure. Sometimes the women would come in that, he said, that's awesome in Adin. He says, but this is what's Negeya us. Let me just find who says. He says this, a lot of times you see a guy going collecting, right? You see him, so these guys that come here, and then, okay, so you see him, you take out you want to give him something, right? And then the guy never makes it to you. He doesn't, so it's a question of a neder. He says that money is a question of a neder. See, it's a question of a neder. Could be that it's a neder that you have in mind. Later on it brings from whether pshat is to give to him or stamp to give money. So, no, it could be you have to. It doesn't bring it over here, but I heard that the Chaim Kanievsky said it happened to him once. He was on a bus And then the guy came over and he took out the thing, and then the bus closed, the door closed, and he went to the Chazon Ish. So Chazon Ish said, give it to Tzedakah, put it away at Tzedakah. Like, don't. So he wasn't sure if he meant that. The mice says you.
Why should I
lay
it in the
arm? No, by Tzedakah, that's what I said. Tzedakah is a din of Nidrit Tzedakah. Nidrit Tzedakah, the Gemara learns out, is, yeah, even a chaloim is a shayla. Don't dream about giving money to yeshiva. I mean, you should have dreams about giving money to yeshiva.
Yeah,
this is yeshiva. But it says over here that therefore a person should always have in mind when he sees a person that he's doing a bali neda. It's interesting. As he says, unless the person comes to me. So he says, one time they saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman running after a certain ani to give money. So he says over here, they asked him, you told us that you don't have to be mak, as long as you think, and you never mak be that way. He said he was a blind person, and Shlomo Zalman went like this, and the guy, and he didn't realize the guy was blind, and the guy walked by him. So he ran, and it didn't happen what happened. Then when the guy started going out, so he ran after him. He says, but otherwise, I never realized this, that you have to, a lot of times it happens, I see a person, you have in mind, and the guy never makes it to you. He says you should give it to Tzedakah. So a person has a mind by davening. All right, now the shal is like this. Many times a person makes a neder, we'll just go up to a little of these in Yonim, mitoch kaz. A person gets upset, says, I'm never going to talk to you again. Right? I'm not, you know, children do that, especially. It says over here, it's interesting, that Shlomo Zalman, when his daughters would become 11 years old, he said, you're nedarim on nedarim now, right, the Gemara says, and you have to be careful, and we talk about trumas and maestros, certain things that they'll do to be careful with what comes out of your mouth, because now it has taikif. It's not like a little kid says, I don't want to talk to you out of this. Now so the shal is when a person gets in kas. So there's a Ramah, let's see, but B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Ramah B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Let's see, what is in this one? It's a big Ramah, but we don't really need only the end of it. It's a Rabbeinu Melamed Etzel Baal Bayis. You rent out a Melamed, a tutor, what they call nowadays, a Melamed Etzel Baal Bayis. Sh'omelo Baal Bayis Lech Mimadi V'nisratza Melamed. Or as he says, go away from here. I don't want to deal with you anymore, right? Yuchal Baal Bayis Lachsoboy La'akvoy. The Baal Bayis could be Ma'akvim. The Einu Yochal, he can go back and say, you know, I want you back. So he says, no, you let go of me. You're Meichel. He said, I don't want to have to teach your son. He says, Einu Yochal Limchoy Shibudai Shalnar. Because he's supposed to learn with them now. We're talking about in those days that Melamdim was the Pshat. That's how he learned. That's how he used to teach kids. They learned. A tutor just so it's a shibut. Could be nowadays a tutor is too. But since the nar, there's a shibut to the nar. Miu, you can skip the parentheses. Miu b'shar poil im amalo b'fnei shnayim lech mi modi poto b'loy mechila. This part. V'yesh oimim im amalo disarbeni ruchim im amalo derech kas she'ena poto. In other words, if you're meichel a person. Right? Go ahead and say, leave me alone. You drain me a cup, leave me alone. Forget about the $10,000 you owe me. Right? You get all upset. It happens many times. A person knows you're having a fight, and you get all upset, and you meichel him something. That. So the Ramah says it's not a mechila. So the Pesachei Tshuva over there, in Shin was a Shin Lamed Gimel, Pesachei Tshuva over there quotes a Teres Chaim that argues on this Ramah. Quotes a Teres Chaim. It's on the computer, the Pesachei Tshuva. That's nice.
So what is exactly the mechila?
You know, he's mechila. The guy owes you money. And you're mechila, right? So it's a mechila. What?
You're mechila at al-kas?
No, because you got in kas. The guy says, I'll pay you now. But he keeps draining you. I'm just giving an example. I don't know.
Just keep it.
Just keep it already. Leave me alone. I don't want to look at you again. It happens. Okay, make it $50. Okay. So more. Somebody told me they... what was... There was a fellow he used to learn at Pashkas. He said that when he learned in Veen, there was a big Balkishnas fellow. So he said that the Veen Rav used to come into for her them as kids. He says, what's made them make this? So kids would say, I says, you owe me $100. And he says, no, you owe me $50. He says, no, no. He says, you owe me $1,000. He says, that's the first thing. And he says, $500. Oh, $150, that's not something to talk about. $1,050 is a little more. All right, so anyway. So Pesachei Tshuva over here, Sifkot, I think, Yodzayin, yeah. Ayin Teres Chaim and Reish Perish get Poshet. All right, I brought down Rashi and Gid, because Rashi explains the kids of the whole Gemara. There's such a thing, there's a pair called Get Poshet and get makusha. What's a get makusha? A get makusha is they used to write for kahanim a certain type of get. They used to write one line, fold it over. It was a whole process that Adam used to sign here. What was the whole process? What was the purpose of it? So Gemara says over there, look at Rashi. The first was Rashi. I just brought Rashi again because he says it b'kitzur. I mean, the tikkun rabbanu get makusha mishum kahanim kapdonim. Shayu koisun get benozer. Let's say now Rashi doesn't mean exactly kahanim akapdonim, even though there is such a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that sometimes if you see a koyin that fights, so he says you should know if somebody fights, maybe he's a koyin and koyin. Imer isa koyin ba'azus metzach al taharachov. Shenema, it says va'amcha kemrivai. It's a posik that the Mashor explains over there that the kahanim have this tendency because of the kahanim that they're choshev that they get into they because of the yichus. They're very stark. So, but whatever, over here, l'chayr, it's not nigeh, l'chayr. So, it says over here, k'tshayu k'yisven get pisom l'nishayim, and then they gave the get. In other words, let's say anybody would do that. U'mitzkaratin, la'achazman. So, and then they have charata. Oh, good, so you marry her again. You know, like they say, second zivik is not so terrible. You don't have to be makbid and tzveitin zivik so much. You marry your wife again, even though you had problems with her. But over here, ain't l'chayr l'achzirin. Over here is a coin, that's the problem. Ve'en yachoyim lachzirin, ve'tikno me'get m'kusha, she'en ha'noyach lichtev mehera, shema b'tar kach yispayas, and so forth. Right? That's so the Torah's Chaim over there says that l'chor, you see from this Gemara, that the Torah's Chaim is in two places, in Bava Basra, that's what he brings him, and Kuf Samach, that you see from there that even though it was done b'tar kach, he gets upset at his wife, right? The kapton, he gets, and the me'ela, He was megashes. He says, "Achayra, if it's done, if kas is taught like shadizek a shikar, like a person without das, so the giving of a get is not called giving of a get." And in Sanhedrin, he also says it. There's a gemara that's similar to the gemara we're going to see in Chagiga. It's the same gemara, just be kids over there. But okay, so look at the Mishnah says, "Hetah nedarim." The hetah that we this week's parsha nedarim, porchin ba'aved. They sort of dissipate in the air, right? The heta to nedarim that you can person makes a neder, how can it be matir a neder? It's ein lahem amashi yisluchu. They don't really have anything to be samachan. What does that mean? So look at what Tanya Belazam yesh lahem amashi. It does have shem keyifla shtei pomim echas afla leisa veechas afla leheta that you could be matir it. A pasuk. Rabbi Shua imer yesh lahem amashi yisluchu. Why? Shenema pasuk we say Friday night. Asher nishbati ba'afi yavoa menuchasi. Ba'api nishbati, the Baruch says, I swore in anger, v'chazarti bi, and I was choizer in it. What does it mean, I was choizer in it? That I was choizer, and therefore, I can, what do you see from there?
Sounds like it is a
story. Oh, that I could be choizer because I could do a heta neder. So you see from over here that even though it was done bekas, even though it was done bekas, it's called a neder. The only reason I could be choizer is that's the pshat and the gzeres akasim. Rashi says, bati ba'api, okay, the Gemara is namachalik over here. Medika ama ba'api, mashma shiyochol ani lishol alav. Lefisha machmas api, v'lo medas b'yishev nishbati. So that's what he says. Right, that's, so you see, otherwise, what David's saying is that you could That it has a toikif, it would have a toikif. Maybe what you'd be saying is that the Kibbur Nishom's kas is not the same type of kas. That's what you mean. That's a different. But Kapom, that's the Torah's Chaim because of these two things, tain is it. So in Imre Bina, he says a big chilik. He says that one, he says, is because this is a maisa. A maisa with a get, to give a get, is a totally different thing. So to give a get, that's when you give a get. You know, the shaila over there is yomaychul bedibur, yomaychul bedibur, and since yomaychul bedibur, so it could be a person when he says something, he lets it out. He can't control himself. The person, we know, a person can't control. But a person gives a mice already. So even though it's because he realizes that it's more potent, and therefore, even though the mice it's not. Dibur is also, but people in their minds thinking that Dibur is not such important. That's because they don't realize Taka what Karcha Dibur is, and they learn that's Svasemis. And Memela, they let it out. That's what the Imre Bina Taka says. What about the second thing? So the second thing is, because if you look at Rashi, that's what I want in Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the pshat is. It could be the shvuah is not a shvuah. It says Yesh Lima Makan Shamoitzi Pesach LeNidroi Lema Lola Das Kain Nedarti Shikrani Dovazeh Shani Roya Bal Li Aliday Nidroi Matirin Loi. He says that Rashi says that the pshat is that the kas itself is a pesach to the neder. So the question is, there is a mashmos over there that the neder is a neder. The neder is a neder. That's the problem with this Gemara. So the Tribune Rav has a tshuva. He quotes this Chassam Seif, I don't remember exactly, but he says there could be kahanim bechlal are different because they're kapdonim. Their nature is to be makbid, and therefore when they do something, right? So when they go ahead and do something. So it's not the same kas. It's just the kas, or it's like I have a friend who's a big Talmud Chacham. So he says when he gets into, he always tells his wife, I get in kas because I get in kas when somebody talks to me in learning too. It's part of the rischa daraisa, the karacha. It's not really a real kas. Right, this is a little the Gemara Chagiga is a shtick of riot that it's that a pshat is. This is the question: is the pshat in the Gemara over here? It's not chazarti boy. Because, I mean, it's very shvur to say that, I'm thinking about it now, that it's not called a shvur. The pashup shot is that it is called a shvur, even though it was bekas. The shal is whether you can tushtel the kas of the rabbi nisham. That's the question. So just, let's look at the next gemara. Let's just first do this gemara. Let's look at the gemara in Avodah Zarah. Just a few rise here and there to this shal. Shal Pruklus ben Flusfus, right? A certain philosopher, Chveist, Esrav Gamliel, ba'akoy. Shahaya Reichetz Bemerchetz Shal Aphrodite. He was based on Merchetz in those days, that's what you do. And Aphrodite is a Kiyadua and an Avodah Zarah of, I guess, the Greeks. Aphrodite, they call it. So there was a pestle over there. Amalei, Kasub Betarashem, Lo Yidbok Biyotcha Mu'umma Menachem. You're not allowed to have any pleasure from Avodah Zarah. So how are you having a na by washing in it's Meshamshe Avodah Zarah? Amaloi Eim Hashivim B'Merchatz. You don't answer back in the Merchatz. You don't talk Torah in the washroom. K'shiyotza Amaloi Ani Loi Basi B'Gvula Hiba B'Gvuli. This was a bathhouse and they brought Aphrodite there. So this was not built for Aphrodite. Aphrodite came in. That's one thing. Ein oimim nase merchatz noi. It's not that the merchatz became the noi for Aphrodite, right? In other words, the meshamshim. Ella oimim nase Aphrodite noi. They made. They took the Avodah Zarah and they wanted to make this a chash of a bathhouse. They put Aphrodite there. Okay, so it's not a davar acher. Im noisim lachom mamen harbe. Iyata nichlas avodes chom shcha arum ubalkeri umashim efaneha. He says, if you really believed in something, if they give you a lot of money, would you go in, you know, bare? Would you go naked? Balkari, mashtun b'fenei, zu omedes al pi abiv. It's standing there by a sewer system. V'kol ha'am mashtinim l'fenei. Lo nemar ela lehayem. It says that you know it's a lehayem al harim that you have to destroy. Es shenog bo mishum eloi ha. That they knocked it like a god, right, with a small g. Is muta. That's the Mishnah. Okay? So the Gemara Taka goes into he wrote the whole Gemara. Eicha Avinachi, if you're allowed to talk different Torah, what's not negeya us right now? We'll go through the Gemara. Eicha Avinachi, Vamar Rabbachanam, Abyechna, Bekom Makam Mutal Lahara Chutzma, Beis Amechutz, Beis Akisei, Bechitem Lashon Cholam Alev, Vamar Dvam Shkol Mutal Lash Kodesh. Notice, why did he even say Dvam Shkol? Tanak Shiyatzam Allah Emeshimet. It means no, he didn't say. No, it's Eimashim Merchatz is Divrei Torah. He told him outside. He went, that's and then he told him outside. Okay, fine. By the way, the Turi Evan, Kiveger quotes the Turi Evan there, in the Chagiga, talks about Bechlal. Could you talk Divrei Torah to an Akum? It goes into, the Gemara says, you know, I'll teach the Akum Torah. It wasn't Negei, his Alachas. But this is what's Negei us. Amar Abchama Bar Yesu, Baribi. Amar Baishai. Tshuva Genuva. Yeshiva of Gamliel, La'isa Hagmoy. He answered him like a stolen, I guess, not a real answer. It was upside like he's b'deichem b'kash, like the Gemara says. It's tshuva gnuva. Vani oime ein gnuva. I say it's not. It was right. You know, right? Rabbi Chaim said, Rabbi Yeshua, he said, my gnuva. I say what? The kamal azul medus api biv. V'kol adam mat. Let's say a second thing. V'kol adam mashrif neir. V'chi mashtin b'faneir may heavy. Who cares? V'amarava par yechiyah. Shemefar in the front of a chol yoyim, vein a bottle, that's what do in front of a bar. Vani yoyim, even a gnuva, no, it's still good. Zu avadasa bakach, vizu ein avadasa bakach. That's the avada. Par is, that's avadasa bakach. Different reasons why. But this ain't avadasa. Amabai, so it's male, it's a good teretz. Amabai, a gnuva samacha. But Bashai meant that it's gnuva, it's the akamalei. Ani lo basi begvula, hiba begvula. Hiba begvula, my heavy. But not over kachavim. Avoid this kachav sheisha merchatz again. Nenem man shalom b'teiva. No, you can't do. You cannot do a teiva them. Vein nenem b'teiva. We have to go ahead and pay and be making a teiva. But ni ayim ein gnuva shalom b'teiva teiva sacherim dami. Reb Gamliel, what she says over there. I don't remember what Rashi. She explains it. Let's the next tomorrow. Yeah. Reb Shimi bar Ruchia amar gnuva samachad. Come along. Zul medes al biv. It's by a sewer system. V'kol adam mashtinim b'faneh, v'chim mashtinim b'faneh ma'evi, v'atnan, rak b'faneh, he spit in front of his avodah zarah, hishtin b'faneh, right, he relieved himself, right, he urinated, gir of his ark bas atzaya, right, he threw on it human feces, harezu eina b'teila, v'ani ayim eina gnuva, hasam lefi shaita hu rasach Allah, v'hadam mefayasim. He was angry at him for a moment. Why don't you, you know, Getschke, why don't you listen to him, to me? You know, the Shlom Zalman Volozhin says, he says, what do you got to say that for? Why don't you just say, lo yishmu, lo yirichun, lo this? What's the naim lehem v'lo yirichun? So he says, the Rambam says that Chas v'shom, you know, I think that Rabbi Yishmael is a baal guf. The Rabbi Yishmael has no Aznaim, he has no Einaim, he has no Yadayim. Ida psukim, it's just in order for us to understand, but the Vada Bainsham is ain't a bal guf. It's one of the things that we say in the Yigdal, right? They know you, so he says, that's the mind. He says, take a look, the Vaid Zara is a naim lahem. They have a naim. That's one chasarin. Our Bainsham doesn't have a naim. Our Bainsham sees everything. They have a naim, below your row. Oznaim, our Bainsham doesn't have a naim, but he hears. Below Yishmo, and so forth. Okay, so he says, at that moment, he got upset at his avodah zara. V'hada mefayesle, hacha kol shaita v'shaita bezulzul kaima. So I don't remember which chareinim say this. So they say that lechayer from here, you see a riot to the Ramah, right? That the Ramah, that even though he got upset, but the pshat is that you can go ahead and be mefayes. Why? Why is he mefayes? Because he assumed that he did it only mitoch kas, and he didn't really mean to be mevatel avodah zarah. Even though a guy could be mevatel avodah zarah, that's the din. Din is it could be mevatel avodah zarah. Right? Gemara says meikar din. If you see, you find the street a getchka made out of gold, meikar din, you could tell a guy be mevatel and then be zeichem, but they made a gzeira. But a guy could be mevatel. But if he did it mitoch kas, it's not called a bittel. So you see, lechayra a riot to the Ramah, not like the Toras Chaim. That's something that's done mitoch kas. It's not called the Maisa. Shabina Rav's Kash. Shalu Talmidav Esrab Shimon Ba Yechai. Mepnei Ma Amar Tayri Yoledes Mevia Karbin. Amar Lehen Beshasha Karas Leled. Koifetzes Venishbaz Shaloi Tezakik Labayla. Lefika Chama Tayri Tavi Karbin. He says, what did she do? It was Betar Kas. If it was Betar Kas, then Lechayri, if it's not a good thing, then it shouldn't have any Taykif at all. It doesn't mean anything. That's Shabina Rav. So Shabina Rav.
She had other reasons.
She had other reasons. Okay, but she. What do you mean? Huh? She's have. So Shabina Rav said, look at the next Gemara. The Gemara talks about if there's Hazmana. Hazmana by. If you're Mazmin something, right? The Gemara has a few places. The person sets aside a tefillin bag, right? And the tefillin bag you can't put in there, divrei chayil. Right, the tefillin bag you can't put in, you know, like a lot of people used to put in the old days, money. You're not allowed to put money in there. Right? If it's stuck of money. Right? So you can't put an audience to put in there. Keys, chayes, you can't put it in there because it's dafka for divrei kedusha, right? A basic kisa, you can't talk divrei Torah. What happens if you mazmin it but you didn't use it yet? Right? Gemara says you have a piece of parchment and you say this, I'm going to write tefillin with this, right? The Gemara is in the Sanhedrin because Gemara talks about tachrichin. Tachrichin of a mace, asubana. But what happens, so machlekes by rav, or if you mazmin them, you know, you go ahead and you set aside, you designate it. Right? You designate, like asmana, you mazmin it, right? For that purpose. Does it have a kedush of tefillin? Does it have the issa of basic kisei? Right? The Gemara talks about it. And does it have the kedush of, does it have the issa of a tachrichin and so forth? So Gemara goes through a whole thing. So Gemara says, toshma. Right, the person lost a child. And then big tsar, like Rashi says, zarkin big dame love. Yesterday they got when they it was a way of expressing tsar. I said mipnei chivasa they threw his camel face. Umachmas Rashi just said machmas tsar and miskavn leesas kol mamoinam alav. They threw the clothes like the tsar. I don't need this anymore. Right, no, it's because the clothes that you throw on the mace, they used to become asubana. And people did that, the Shasas, Kilu, they said, let the clothes go together with him in the Kvura. So the Gemara says that you see mitzvah alacherim lahatzilan. It's a mitzvah on others to save them. People should get them, tackle them, and don't let them. Why? So Rashi, haray noisim, lahatzilan v'litma alav, de'ena shavah saveid, imagine the other side, I'm sorry. De'ena shavah saveid, the godl mezeh, alma azman alav milsi, the milsi, like atzala. What are you trying to save? The parents are about to take these clothes, throw it, and you take it away from the parents, because, right? So the pshat is that because if they throw it on the kever on the aron, it becomes asa. But if azmana milsa, since they had in mind already to throw it, it should become asa. Is rai azmana lav milsahi? What's the atzalas nefashis? Says atzalas moment. So look in Rashi and the Gemara on the other side. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, hasam. Mishum mirarayu. Gemara says no. La'olam azmanim milsa. V'hasa mishum mirarayu. Zokt Rashi, hasa machmas mirarayu. Zokt Rashi mitoch tsarin hein oisin kein ve'ein zu hazmana. So that's what the Tribune Rav says. The Tribune Rav says you have to mechal between kas and tsar. Exactly. He says, so Izzy's Raya, which is very nice, he's Bechavad, so I'm sure Shabina Rav's Kasha. He says the other places which says it doesn't seem to the work, says Kas. Kasab Shat, a person loses his complete Das. We know, a person loses Kas, he can do the worst things in the world, even though it's not clear where the Isser of Kas comes from, right? But the Chazal tell us that's an Isser, so it's not clear, it's not worked on this one. To give a share once on the Matzah Shabbos we spoke. So when I said, what's the Issa Kas? Chaim Medrav asked me, I said, you're right, I don't know. It's a Chazal, it's not clear. Weird that Issa is. Is it Dafka, because you make it, or Noz Dvarim, what is it? Is it that's Masha, you're not allowed to get in Kas Stamazai. It doesn't mean Nessa, because you're hurting somebody, even if Stam loses something. Is it Ma'u Avata? Could be. What the Rabbashim doesn't get in Kas. You see, the Rabbashim does. Whatever it is, but we know Chazal say it's usa to be in kas. Right? Rambam says that you have to go to extreme in kas. But Kopanim says kas is the pshat. Kol mine gehenim shaltim bo. He loses himself. It should be the rub. Right? Like the Gemara says, zegila shechusa shel light. Imagine a person who's not chayv if he's zegila shechusa light. So also over here, something that he does with toch kas, he didn't have control. But tsar is a different thing. Tsar, he has control, except that he's deciding to do something with toch tsar. He doesn't realize that maybe tomorrow will be different, and then Mamela, he wouldn't do what he wants. But so could be it's a Pesach for Neda, that's a different thing. But Legabe, the actual act itself, that's different than Kas. That's what Lamai says, you see, it has to take if that the Torah says that the carbon. So that's what Shabina Rav says, that when you do something with toch Kas, so then that toch tsar, I'm sorry, toch tsar. That's a different thing. So Ramah, Lailam, so Maisa is, in the poiskim here, they say it's a shtikl safik la'alacha. Because the Teres Chaim has certain rayas against the Shalas to answer them, but against the Ramah, so as far as mumin is, we go lakula. You're not moitzi mumin with it. Got be other things, you're choishish, then it's a neder, but it's a shaila lala.